The Burning Truth with Casey Hendrickson.
Hey, good afternoon. Thank you for tuning in to The Burning Truth. I'm your host, Casey Hendrickson. Do you want to thank R&B Car Company locations in South Bend, Warsaw, and Fort Wayne? Joining me on the line right now is Captain Chad Fleming. Captain, how you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing great, Casey. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's good to talk to you again. I was just telling the audience a little bit about this because when I tell the story about when we first met last year at the MEC, when Marcus and you came to town, and I introduced you, and I read off your bio, and I just hear the crowd go, because nobody, I don't think anybody's really heard that somebody who endured what you did and then redeployed after that. And obviously, I don't want to give too much away because you're coming to town, but tell people who you are, because when they hear your story, man, it's inspiring.
Well, I mean, I appreciate it. I'm not anything special. I tell that to people sometimes. It's just, you know, I made the decision to not become a victim, and I made the decision that I was going to continue living my life the way I wanted to. And what I figured out was how to make not only my brain and my personality and my body overcome all the adversity, but I figured out how to utilize my teammates that were on my team to help me get to that next point in life.
So how many times were you injured while on deployment?
Three separate occasions.
Okay.
The first one was two hand grenades and a gunshot wound, and then the other two were two separate gunshot wounds.
And then that, 23 surgeries, I believe?
That's correct. 23 before the amputation of, below-the-knee amputation of my left leg.
And this is the thing that, by the way, Marcus is like in awe of you that you still run marathons and stuff, but you walked out of the room to go give your speech, and Marcus Luttrell's like, can you believe that guy still runs marathons? I was like, yeah, honestly, I can't. But you lose the leg, but then you deploy, correct me if I'm wrong, five more times after that?
That's correct. On active duty, yes.
I was a veteran back then. Like, you were out. And I know the technology has changed, but you know, if you lost a limb before, like you were done. Like, how does that work? Was there a special exception made? Is this a new policy? Like, how does that work?
There was a resounding no. Every time I turned the corner and said, "Hey, I want to go back," and everybody kept saying no. My fight was to find the yes, and I just kept doing what I was supposed to do. I finally got that yes. It came with a caveat. The caveat was, "Hey, since you're in the special operations community, you're going to have to go through a selection with able-bodied individuals, and we'll see how you do. And then from there, we'll make a decision whether or not we'll let you go back out." And ended up outperforming 76% of the able-bodied individuals. And at that point in time, they couldn't tell me that I couldn't go over anymore. And so that's really how I kind of cracked the code on that. And hopefully, you know, there's been other guys that have come along behind me that have been able to, you know, use that as a precedence to continue doing good things for this country.
Like you said, when you tell the story, and, you know, we always affectionately refer to you as Superman, and people will know when they actually attend the event, if they go to the Freedom System event in May, which is, we'll get to that here in just a second. But the crowd was eating out of your hands, man. I mean, obviously you've turned this into a career. You're an excellent motivational speaker. You're an entrepreneur. You got a good group of people around you. You do positive things in your community, and I would say in the community at large in the country. You know, when you got out of the service, what led you on this path?
Just the determination to keep doing good things and making a positive impact in people's lives. You know, we all have, I tell people all the time, we're all handicapped. And people kind of look at me and they're like, what do you mean by that? There's something that makes us uncomfortable in life. Well, guess what? That's somewhat of a handicap situation that you're in. And if you can figure out how to overcome and adapt and make that work for you, then you really and truly, you become unstoppable. And there's nothing that you can't do. You just got to figure, you can't let your brain tell you that you can't do it. You got to figure out how you keep working for that yes. And so, you know, going forward, if I can help make that impact on people and I can help people that are having a bad day, you know, turn that day around and make something positive out of it. That's kind of my driving force nowadays.
Now, I've noticed that a couple of the people who have gone through similar things as you've gone through, Captain, they've taken different journeys to kind of get to the positive mindset that you're talking about. Some of them, it was they had hit rock bottom first. For some, it was fairly quick. I know one guy, it was his spouse that snapped him out of it. What was that journey like for you? You know, you get injured, you seriously, you know, you lose a leg. Was it a long process for you? Was it a difficult process? Was it something that was just kind of in your makeup that, nope, this is what I've been dealt and I've got to go ahead and make the best of it?
You know, Casey, I mean, it's easy to reflect back on it and think that I was that superhero back then, but you know, when people look at me nowadays, you know, they're like, well, you don't know what it was like. Oh, yes, I do. You know, I wasn't always who I am today. And yes, I went through those times. I, you know, the poor, pitiful me, the why me, if I'd have been somewhere different 20 minutes beforehand, or just all the reasons you can try to figure out why something happened to you. I went through all of that. You know, I never hit rock bottom. But the changing moment really for me was I was wheeling myself in a wheelchair around Walter Reed, and I came out in the hallway and I see this kid who's missing both legs above the knees and he's missing an arm. He was the first triple amputee of the war. And man, this kid was just as positive as he could be, wheeling up and down the hallway with his electric wheelchair. And I looked at that kid and I'm like, man, why am I rolling around here feeling sorry for myself? That kid has it way worse than I do. And really that was kind of the changing point for me. I'm like, I'm wasting time. I am literally wasting time feeling sorry for myself. And that was really the turning point.
Now, how did you end up getting connected with Marcus Luttrell and Team Never Quit and some of those people?
It was right after Marcus had kind of gotten reintegrated back into society. He was still on active duty when he and I first met, and there's a little bit more to the backstory there, but Marcus and I have been friends for many years. When he started Lone Survivor Foundation, I was one of the first board members on that foundation, and it's a relationship that's just grown over the years. And you know, we both have kids now and our kids know each other, and it's just been good.
I can tell the audience just from firsthand, I don't want to miss Captain Chad Fleming when he gives a speech, and he's going to be coming into town for those of you in Michiana and for those of you who want to travel on May 18th. He's coming to town for freedomsystem.org, which is a local veterans organization that I am a part of. And Chad is the keynote speaker for Remember, which is again, May 18th, 2024. You can get your tickets now at freedomsystem.org. So Chad, when people come and they're going to, you know, you're going to be the keynote address, I'll be one of the MCs there, you know, what can they expect from a speech from Captain Chad Fleming?
Well, I mean, first, I'm excited that I'm going to get to see you again. That's a positive plus right there. You know, listen, it's going to be part of my story is comedy, because it's things that actually happened to me in life. And that always makes it interesting if someone's, you know, doing that type of engagement with you. And the rest of it is kind of overcoming adversity and resilience. And then really who's in your camp, who's in your tribe. You know, the people you surround yourself with are the ones that make you successful. I tell people all the time, no one ever became successful by themselves. It took teammates and it took people that loved and cared about you to help make you successful. So it'll be positive. It'll be upbeat. But at the same time, listen, we're there to help raise funds for people, for veterans that aren't doing, you know, as well as myself and Marcus and other folks like that. So it'll be a great message with an opportunity to make a difference in some veterans' lives.
I can't tell. I can't wait. I've been singing your praises for a long time. And actually, you know, the people who founded Freedom System, they were in the audience that day last summer when you gave that speech. And they came to me and they're like, what do you think of Chad as the keynote? I'm like, he's perfect. Like, it was no hesitation at all. Like, they were in the audience, and they were so, I don't want to say mesmerized, not the right word, but they were so grateful for the way that you presented your story, because, you know, your story was very similar, actually, to Kenny's story. And you know, you handled it in a completely different way, and that was something that he really wanted for veterans in the area. So we are super honored that you're going to be coming to town on May 18th, man. And I'm looking forward to seeing you again as well, because I think that we had a good time last time, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun. So I can't wait.
Same here. I've grown real fond of Indiana, so I can't wait to get up there and spend a little time.
In the meantime, though, Chad, like, how can people link up with you, whether on social media or to support you, or maybe even inquire about having you as a keynote speaker?
Yeah, Team Never Quit is the way to go to find myself and other great speakers that have, you know, a military presence of you know, what they've overcome or what they're doing in life now. I'm on Instagram at the Chad Fleming, and always happy, you know, to help anybody any way I can. The only caveat I'll give is I get a lot of information on there, and as soon as I can get to it, I will respond. It just may take a little bit.
There you go. Captain Chad Fleming, thank you so much, man. I do appreciate it.
Thanks, Casey. See you soon, man.
All right. Yeah, looking forward to it.
Bye.
All right. I cannot. I'm going to go over a couple of things about Captain Chad Fleming here in a second. I didn't want to do it with him on the line. This, you know, veterans get a little weird about that stuff, and I don't want to sit here and sing the man's accolades while he's on the line with me and do all of that. But you need to understand what you're about to witness here. For those of you who come to the event, first of all, to get tickets, you need to go to freedomsystem.org. There's no S. freedomsystem.org. The event is Remember, Honoring the Legacy of Veterans Past and Future. It is on May 18th, this upcoming May 18th. You can get your tickets now. I believe that they still had some sponsorships available. I don't know if that's all been worked out or not. But you can also reserve a table. You can just buy tickets for yourself, for you and somebody else, whatever you want to do. They got tons of options there. You do not want to miss Captain Chad Fleming. We were sitting back there in the green room, Marcus Luttrell and I, with the security guys. We're sitting there, and we're listening to the crowd absolutely cracking up. And Marcus is like, it is like this everywhere that man goes. And it's just, you don't expect it, right? You got somebody who was wounded 3 times, lost a leg, deployed 5 times after losing a leg, saw combat after losing a leg. And you just don't expect him to go out on stage and make everybody's side hurt from laughing so much. But that's what he does. And when we call him Superman, there's a few people in the audience who know, and they usually pop onto Rumble and they kind of like, yep, Superman, I know what you're talking about. You'll probably understand when he gives his talk. This is one of the best speakers I have ever heard or seen in my entire life, and I'm in the business. And it's going to be going to a great cause, helping veterans right here in Indiana. May 18th, 2024, Captain Chad Fleming, freedomsystem.org. Get your tickets today. Let me just read this off, ladies and gentlemen. The Meritorious Service Medal, 2 Bronze Stars with Valor, 3 Purple Hearts, the Army Commendation Medal of Valor, and more. After he left active duty, he still served for 12 more years. Keep in mind, the man was wounded 3 times and lost a leg. And he deployed 5 times after losing that leg, including seeing combat. He is Superman. And he's a great human being and one of the best speakers you're ever going to encounter. So if you're a business or you're somebody who is supportive of the veteran community, Captain Chad Fleming is coming to town on May 18th. And you'd be doing yourself a disservice if you're not in the seats right there. Tickets, freedomsystem.org. Get those tickets today. And again, the event is going to be at the Northern Indiana Event Center. That's going to be in Elkhart, Indiana, May 18th, 2024. Got more coming up. You're listening to The Burning Truth.
From the Shield Exterior Studios.
Podcasts by Federated Media.